You know, and there's a cycle within that, and fast fashion is hugely guilty of it. Single use fashion is a problem that we're seeing at the moment. But yet,
let's dig into that a little bit, because in some ways, swag could be seen as a single use fashion thing.
For sure.
When we were chatting the other day, you had some remarkably crazy statistic on the length of time from design board to landfill.
Yeah, 12 weeks. 12 weeks. There's cases at the moment that are 12 weeks from the moment that that new thing is on somebody's, you know, iPad Pro with their sexy little pencil. They design the thing, and that's going to go straight into the production, and the supply chain's going to kick in. And as little as 12 weeks from the moment the design has been sent to it being in landfill. And one of the explanations of that, and it is an extreme example, but I heard it from the editor-in-chief of Condé Nast, you know, they've suddenly got Vogue and everything else in their stable. There is an element of society, and it's certainly the younger people who don't want to be seen to be wearing stuff, you know, certain types. They don't want to be seen to wearing the same thing more than once on Instagram. And I'm not just talking about, you know, Kardashians. I'm talking about just average people who either... they may see themselves as influencers. Some of them might just want to aspire to that type of a lifestyle, but they don't want to be seen to be wearing the same thing twice. And because you're seeing swag as something that is so disposable, with whatever the slogan is on the front, you know, I don't know, this week it might be clap for your carers for the NHS.
Right.
When Kobe died, Kobe Bryant, LA Lakers, you know, there was girl dad stuff all over the place. That stuff has a very small window. Now, if like me, you're a big basketball fan, I might want to keep that swag of Kobe. Sure. You know, I'm actually wearing some of my swag at the moment. This is a 1984, you know, Nike LA t-shirt. You know, I'm a huge fan of Nike. And I bought this t-shirt in the 90s, and it's, you know, whatever that, you know, 30 years old. I'm not going to throw that away. Yet there is definitely a mindset at the moment where more people are doing more of that, and it's getting more disposable. And I'll tell you where this came home to me. It wasn't just that number. I chatted to the buyer of one of the big department stores in the US, and we were talking about waste. I was actually talking about turtles, because I've got to go and do a climate change assembly to 12-year-olds.
Okay.
So they said, you need to take out all of the data out of all of your climate reality decks, of which there are lots of science. Obviously, it's got to be, you know, all evidence-based and no opinion and bias and stuff. Take that out, because it's not going to resonate with the kids. You've got to show them pictures of animals. Talk to them about how far polar bears can swim and the fact that they're having to swim further and further because, you know, glaciers are melting and stuff. Talk to them about, you know, disease, or talk to them about, you know, species. And one of the ones was turtles and plastics, and turtles are turning up on beaches with buttons in their noses and straws. And you're seeing whales that have got all of the plastics inside. And this buyer said this incredible thing I'll never forget. Said she was, she was doing a sample for a very well-known chain, and they wanted a certain type of magenta for one season. That was a cool color. And they had the sample made just for the initial samples, and it came back. It was wrong. They did the color scan, and it was like, whatever, you know, it's like there was 20% less cyan than there was supposed to be.
Right.
So she goes,
only a designer would recognize it.
Exactly. But, you know, this is a big deal because they want it to be a custom color. So it goes back, they cancel it, they get the new one, it comes back, the new one's fine, happy days, they go off and do the campaign. Another buyer comes in, but without the same budget and without the same type of remit, quality control, and the color was like the variant can be a little bit, oh, we've got some stuff on the shelf that we created. Maybe we can use that. I've got something. It's kind of close to this season's color, but let's go and just check it out. We'll see. She goes back to the factory. Tries to get the fabric out. Oh, we don't have that anymore. She's like, what do you mean? We just made it. Well, you only made a small sample. No, we have to make 120 meters of fabric, even if we're only going to do one little sample size to make sure the colors can. Well, where did it go? Well, we burnt it. So, and she's a climate ambassador, right? So, I mean, she's huge. So she's like, what do you mean you burn it? Because not just the chemicals and the fumes and the pollution that's going to come off that. Do you do that often? And she's like, yeah, all the time. We just burn the waste because we don't want to keep it. We haven't got the storage, and there might be some NDAs in place or something like that. And she went, how does that work? Like, what's the philosophy of current? Well, the way that we look at it, if it's light enough to burn, it goes in the air. If it's heavy enough to sink, it goes in the ocean.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
oh my God.
Sorry, what? So we're thinking of the swag, the stuff that's about to be the swag that gets burnt with all of the chemicals that goes into the atmosphere and all the greenhouse gases and the highest levels of parts per million in the atmosphere than we've seen 3 million years, according to records, right? We're about 439 parts per million CO2 in the atmosphere. The last time it was that high, 3 million years ago, sea levels were 20 meters higher, so a lot of countries wouldn't exist. And there was beech trees growing in the Antarctic. So, so anyway, so pollution, atmosphere, thinking global warming, bad, bad, bad. What about all the stuff that gets sunk? She's like, well, yeah, all the buttons, well, we can't burn them. So the buttons go in these big steel containers. They all get wrapped up. They're all kind of reinforced. There's a certain part of the Pacific Ocean that they go into, and they literally dump these big steel containers into the ocean. Now, sometimes because of the pressure, it caves in and it bursts. Sometimes it just lands, hits a rock, something happens when it lands on the ocean floor and it buckles. What happens? All
The bugs float.
the buttons come out, they end up somewhere else. Turtles eat them thinking it's a food, and then it lands up on some beautiful tropical island somewhere, and then you're finding turtles full of all of this shit. And it's like this whole circle of life that started from single-use fashion and the most innocent use of swag just because we want to tell our story on our t-shirt.